Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I have to say something. The reason why we can't elevate is because we're still holding on to things. We have to learn how to let go. On today's episode, and as we're wrapping up this series, Hey Black Man, I want to talk about the most important topic to me out of all this, and that is forgiveness. What is going on, my podcast family? Welcome back to another episode of Knowing This Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all tuning in to a brand new episode. This topic for me is very difficult to talk about because I am somebody, as much as I would love to admit, that I am big on forgiving. Sometimes I am not. Sometimes I can hold on to a grudge and never let it go. I will put it in this box, as I mentioned. It'll be stuffed in there forever, and it will never be released. Now, there's the truth that there's people that come into your life, they're not always there forever. There's the truth that sometimes you meet people or you go through situations where there is no return of forgiving. There is no return of reconciling. There is no return of getting back to that thing. It could be a personal relationship, it could be a friendship, it can be a business, it could be a work colleague. Sometimes things just don't work out. And more importantly, sometimes the people that we think are going to be there, or sometimes the people that hurt us the most, that challenge us to forgive even more. Now, forgiveness is a topic for me, as I mentioned, that is tough. It is tough not because I don't believe in forgiving. Honestly, I think I am very forgiving. I think sometimes I am too forgiving, to be exact. I believe that everybody deserves second and sometimes third chances. Why? Simple. Because we make mistakes. We're human. We're going to do things that don't always necessarily be in line to our growth as people. Along with that, with us being human, we're not going to always recognize our wrongdoing with people. Now, there's a difference between intentionally hurting somebody and intentionally doing something damaging versus accidental. We meet people where we are. And sometimes we meet people in our life, there's things that they may do that may trigger a response out of us to react a certain way. It isn't necessarily their fault. It is because of our past experience and our inability to sometimes let go or to emotionally understand that it's somebody else that can cause us to create a rift in that situation. Now, for me, the biggest thing with forgiveness isn't forgiving itself. Because, you know, you can say sorry to somebody, oh, it's okay, apology accepted, you know, something simple. The thing I think with forgiveness, and I think why forgiveness is so powerful, is because when we forgive, not only we're letting go of that thing from that person, we're letting go for ourselves and our growth as people. I think sometimes in my experience with challenging myself with forgiveness is not recognizing how my lack and inability to forgive is actually holding me back. You know, as I mentioned, people come and go. Things happen. And sometimes we don't recognize the things that we're doing to other people that's creating that damage. And something that I think is really more important than anything else is that forgiving isn't necessarily for the other person. It's for yourself. Because again, there's a moment in life where we will hurt somebody else. There's a moment in life where we'll have to apologize to somebody else. And who are we as people to not forgive other people, but want people to forgive us? You know, and I think that's the biggest thing that I've had to learn in this entire experience, is that forgiveness isn't necessarily always about forgiving people and what they've done. It's forgiving them and understanding that it's a human thing that happens, but also forgiving ourselves for feeling or reacting to something that we have done as well. Now, forgiving doesn't necessarily mean accepting. There's a difference. To accept something that somebody has done to you after forgiving them, you're putting yourself in an interesting position. If somebody's done you wrong the first time, more than likely they will do it again. Will they learn from their mistakes based off how you react? Sure. But what I have learned is that when we have done something to somebody more than once, that's what they're going to be. They're not going to change it at all. And if we keep allowing them to do that, they will do it again. And on the other end too, if we know people in our life that we do wrong things to and they constantly forgive us, we have to grow up and accept the fact that we have to stop doing that, because they're trying to forgive you and they're trying to see the goodness in your heart. But we have to also quit making conscious decisions to consciously hurt somebody when we shouldn't do it. You know, I think that's the biggest challenge of it all, is that forgiveness is a two-way street. You have to give in order to get. And if we cannot give forgiveness, we're not going to get it back. If we don't give respect, we're not going to get it back. If we don't give love, we're not going to get it back. And I can say this from a man's standpoint, that holding on to grudges is our biggest detriment. It's one of them, at least. Outside of ego, holding on to grudges is our biggest detriment. Because there's something within our minds, and it's not just necessary for men, but it's something within our minds where we feel like the person needs to feel how we feel. You know, as I mentioned before, there's this concept of I will prove it to them, betting on me. You know, you count me out, I'm going to show you. And again, these are great motivating factors. But at the end of the day, if we accomplish what we accomplish, regardless of what they have said or what have done to you, what will be the end result from that? Because I can tell you right now, more than likely, it will be empty. The feeling will be empty because yeah, there's a captivating moment in the beginning where you're like, yes, I proved them wrong. I showed them. And then there's like, now what? Because, you know, once you prove your point, the point's been proven. You know, once you prove your point, there's nothing else to prove. And if you continue to live your life trying to prove your point because of people who've done you wrong, you're going to lose at some point because the emotions of that will escape. What that person did to you 10 years ago is not going to hold the same weight anymore. That bad breakup you had is not going to hold the same weight anymore. That friendship that went left is not going to hold the same weight anymore. And if for you to still hold on to that while it's okay to still care, that person's already moved on, you know? It's already moved on. The whole situation has moved on. And holding on to that means it's going to create more deep-rooted issues in your life, and you don't need that. So forgiveness isn't just necessarily just forgiving that person to move on from that situation. It's just to move on from your life. It's to move on to be better. It's to move on to take that experience and learn from it and to grow, to provide the positive energy that you gain from that experience and to put it somewhere else, rather as in a new situation or as something with self-improvement, whatever it is. There's no reason to hold on to it. There's no reason to bash people because of things that they've done, because you wouldn't want them to do it to you. You know what I mean? And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm really trying to grasp with this journey with forgiveness, is that it is an everlasting journey. The micro cuts of situations that have happened in my life, I've started to reflect on how they've influenced the next situation. Somebody that might have did me wrong, or somebody might have said something mean, I have transferred that situation, all the hurt and all the baggage, into the next situation when somebody else has done something similar. And it doesn't necessarily make it fair, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to naturally do things. We're going to naturally hurt people. We're going to naturally do things that don't make us feel great about ourselves. And to take somebody else's issue and to put it onto the next person because they presented their first issue isn't fair. It's called transference, for those who want to know. And that's not a way you want to live life. You want to live your life with the understanding that people are people, and to forgive isn't necessarily for them, but it's more so for you. Because we want to live with a pure heart out here. We want to live with a clean slate. We want to live with a clean mind. We want to live with good energy. We want to live with all those things that make us better people. It's not about proving anybody anything. It's not about getting to a point where you feel so resentful from something that has happened that you want them to still feel it, and they probably don't. You know, I think something that really stood out to me, and I use this as a good example. Take your job, for example, right? So let's say you're listening to this right now and you like hate your job, or like you hate your boss, right? Very common, you know, it's very common in a lot of workspaces. You know, at some point you just have to learn that people are going to do things in those spaces. At your job, maybe you got a boss that you don't like, or they're treating you wrong, or they're micromanaging you or whatever. And you have to recognize that they're doing that because there's something happening to them in their past, and they've yet to let go of that. So they put it to the next person or the next situation, right? Or somebody who's been through a bad breakup and they have trust issues and they're unable to forgive you because of something you did that's very minor. It has nothing to do with you sometimes. Sometimes it has to do with somebody that messed them over 5 years ago. And it takes self-awareness to understand that in that simple moment, we still got to forgive that person. Because when we meet people, when we encounter people in this life, we're meeting them where they're at. We don't know anything about them, and most of us aren't open enough to share our true self to people. You know, when we get on these platforms, and even, as I clip this up, you know, this is a highlight. It's a highlight of this entire experience. You wouldn't have known 30 minutes before this that I didn't record at all. Right? That's an example. And so we have to be mindful that when we engage with people in this life, I think sometimes we put a lot of expectations when people come into our life because we want them to feel our needs every single time. And that's not going to happen. Sometimes the people that we really care about or that we love, sometimes all they got is 10%. Even though they're not sharing that, forgiving them one time is okay. Now, if they consistently do something that isn't necessarily elevating you or something that's helping fulfilling you in your life, then sure, that's when we can readjust. That's when you should readjust your need or reassess your need or reassess the things that are important to you. Like, I get that, you know, but we have to be mindful that people, everybody's going through something in this experience that we're experiencing. And the only thing is that a lot of us just aren't talking about it. A lot of us aren't sharing it. And a lot of us will never share it because we will feel embarrassed to open up and share ourselves to the world. And some things are just so big that most people just can't necessarily grasp or actually help out with it. So I get that. But the key to growth is forgiveness. To forgive, it's not only to forgive for yourself. It's to forgive other people. It's forgive other things that may happen in the future. Because we're all figuring this out together. Nobody has a blueprint to anything in this experience in life until the experience happens. Sure, you're getting lessons and you're getting opportunities to learn, but some things you won't really know until you experience it head on. And one of the biggest challenges outside of loving somebody is forgiving them. No matter what they've done, no matter what they said, no matter what they did, you gotta forgive. And again, it's not for them. Sometimes it's for you. It's just tell somebody that I love myself enough to forgive you for what you did to me. I love myself enough to forgive myself what I did to you. It's not justifying anything. It's being accountable, but still loving ourselves. Because that's the key to everything. Self-love, self-growth, and forgiveness. So forgive somebody today, man. If you know somebody, even if you don't talk to them anymore, even if you never talk to them again, just take the time to like really sit back and breathe and like, I forgive you. Don't have to talk to them again to forgive, but let go of that pain. Let go of that anger. Yes, somebody probably did you wrong. I get it. Yes, somebody probably hurt you. I get it. But holding on to that, it's not going to do anything for you. It's actually going to alienate you. It's going to cripple you, and you don't need that. It's your time to grow. Like this is the fourth quarter of 2023. We're letting go of all dead weights. We're letting go of all dead situations. We're letting go of all that. It's time to forgive. It's time to let go. I love you as always. I appreciate you all tuning in to another episode. As always, make sure to subscribe to this on your favorite audio platform. Watch me on YouTube. Follow me on TikTok, whatever it is. I appreciate it all. Until next time, peace.